Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/wallstreet. That's texture.com/wallstreet.
Spend lots of time on your device? Then spend some of that time with us. WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success. Coming up.
Coming up on Money Beat, embattled pharmaceutical executive Martin Shkreli talks to the Wall Street Journal. We will talk to the reporter who talked to him. And the energy sector, oil, keeps going down. What happens next?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to Monday. Welcome to Money Beat. I am Paul Vigne along with Stephen Grosser, and we have two special guests this afternoon, Rob Copeland and Anna Raff. And we are talking about, first off, we have to talk about this Martin Shkreli story. Guy gets arrested on Thursday. International story. I mean, it has gotten international attention. If you haven't heard about Martin Shkreli, you're going to have to go and Google it because we don't have the time to even go into all of the details.
Well, you should go into a little
anyhow,
bit of the details.
You want to go into a little of the details, yeah. Professor? So anyhow, all right, you go into the details.
Well, he came to attention because he's been, increasing the price of drugs has been a big storyline, and he's been sort of the poster boy for that.
Touring pharmaceuticals.
Touring pharmaceuticals. Rob, what was the drug? Do you know the drug?
Daraprim. So the guy gets arrested on Thursday. Sunday, our Rob Copeland is in Shkreli's lawyer's offices.
Me?
Yes, you. Interviewing Shkreli. And there's a story online. You can go see this. We have the Q&A on the Money Beat blog. Mr. Copeland, I want to ask you, how did you land this story?
Well, look, I think what happened is Martin is being accused of things that have to do with his time as a small-time hedge fund manager. And what I mean is very small time. And I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, and push comes to shove, and I think I convinced him that we'd give him a fair hearing and that we would talk about his time as a hedge fund manager, not only what happened afterwards.
Yeah, and you did. You did give him a fair hearing. I'm very surprised, though, that 3 days later this guy is talking to the press, and his lawyers are there. It's not like he was, his lawyers advised him not to talk, and he talked anyhow. You were sitting in his lawyer's office interviewing him. Am I crazy? Why? What attorney would let their client talk like this? Is there?
Well, his client is already public enemy number one. You don't have there's no bigger Disney villain right now in the public eye than Martin Shkreli.
Yeah.
So I think the idea, you'd have to ask them, but the idea is let's put another side of the story out there. Let's give a little bit of our perspective. We won't give you our whole defense strategy, but Martin Shkreli is a real person, and let's begin to build that person back.
So you're in his office. It's Sunday afternoon. And folks, you can go and read it online. He obviously is going to defend himself. He thinks the charges without merit, all these things. He doesn't know why he was arrested. But I mean, what I want to ask you about are maybe the things that certainly aren't in the Q&A. What did you make of his demeanor? What did you make of how he was? Did you read anything? His body language? What takes did you get from just being in the room with this young man? He is 32 years old. This young man.
Sure. Well, Martin, if you're listening, you know, as I know, Martin is a strange guy. He is, he has his tics. He's very interested in his social media presence. While you're talking to him, he is sometimes on a laptop typing away, not making eye contact with you. At the same time, he can be extremely lucid about very detailed pharmaceutical drugs, drugs that are his, drugs that aren't his. And he can really make an argument for why he believes that the drug price increases at least are in the best interests of even the people taking those drugs.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, and it is not because of what you did. I do think that you wrote a good story about him. I don't think this makes him look any better. I mean, I really don't. He's talking about Daraprim, and he comes out and he says something along the lines of, the price of a drug that nobody cares about. Well, the people using it cared. I mean, that doesn't make him sound sympathetic. That doesn't make him sound like... Look, I know he's a businessman and he's in the business to make a profit. I get that. Everyone gets that. But when the issue is him raising the price of this thing 5,500%, to say that it's a drug no one cares about, I don't see how this is helped. I don't see how his attorneys are looking at this day and saying that this helped him.
It's interesting you say that, because when we finished the interview, which went about a half hour, one of his attorneys turned to me and said, I'd be happy if you just published that transcript as a Q&A.
Really? And we did.
And we did,
and
of
we
course.
Did. So, attorney, you should be happy about that. All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.